O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, July 13th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Tonight, we'll continue our investigation into the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation. We have a good guest. You'll learn things you don't know. But first, the lead story is how COVID is hiding the radical agenda. Now, stay with me here because it's a little complicated, but important. Now, first of all, the president of the United States has been put off balance. So you may have noticed it. Donald Trump has lost a little of his swagger. He's always been a guy that struck back against things he didn't think were fair, but now he's doing more of that. And on the COVID thing, he's frustrated. And that's the truth. I know it personally. So Donald Trump is used to, if you read my book, The United States of Trump, controlling everything in his world. And he did that for the first 3 years of his presidency. He was in charge, he controlled. The pandemic comes in, he can't control it. And the American people are scared, many of them. And when people are frightened, they look to the government or their dad or their business, whatever it may, to protect them. But nobody can protect us from COVID. It's unique in that. So you can't send in the army or the police. There's nothing you can do. And of course, the anti-Trump press blames President Trump for the pandemic, for the contagion. Now, that's not fair. It's not true. Maybe he could have done things better. But think about this. The president has kept the economy and the markets, particularly the stock market, fairly stable. I think that's a pretty good accomplishment in the middle of a pandemic. Now, I'm not trying to promote Donald Trump. I'm trying to inject a bit of fairness here. So if you want to think that President Trump has booted it on COVID, that's your opinion. You're entitled to it. But the fact is that Donald Trump has been worn down. Put yourself in his shoes. Just 6 months ago, he thought he had re-election like that. He had a booming economy running against a weak opponent. Okay? Trump thought he was just going to skate right on in there. And then, wham, this happens. He's frustrated. And we'll get into that in a little while. Now, I've said if the schools don't open in the fall, Trump loses. And I'm sticking to that, which is why there's so much urgency on the part of the federal government to get these schools open. We'll get into specifics on the schools in a little while. The next thing is that there is a radical left movement. And you all know it. I mean, we've been going over it and over and over it. But that is being obscured by COVID. Because instead of reporting honestly on the radical left movement, the networks and a lot of the cables just do COVID all day. And they ignore the danger, and I mean that literally, from Marxist groups and anarchists. I mean, they ignore it. They're not going to report it. We do. But we look for pickup. Got a little bit of it on the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation. We got it out there. But it wasn't easy. And finally, many of you voters in America are absolutely clueless. A, they're panicked over COVID. B, they don't pay attention. C, it's all about them, not about the country. And so you've got a big, big cadre of voters who on Thursday they're going to vote for Biden, but maybe not on Saturday, Trump. They're back and forth. They swing, which is why you see the polls, which don't mean anything now. And finally, the backlash against the radical left and against the anti-police movement has been delayed because of COVID. If there was no COVID, these people could never get away with what they're trying to pull. I mean, you're seeing hundreds of people shot in major cities across the country, and networks ignore it, mostly ignore it. If there wasn't any COVID, they couldn't do that. Okay. Now, you've heard me talk about white privilege, and this is going to lead into our segment on the Marxist Black Lives Matter Global Foundation. So white privilege, I have never bought into. All right. I have always told you years, it's not true. What is true is economic privilege. And there's no doubt about that. If you have money or your family has money or you inherit money, you have privilege attached to that asset. It's all about money, not skin color. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. All right, so I said at the top of the program that President Trump is demoralized by COVID. I think that's true. He's lost a little bit of swagger. He may get it back. Just today, the federal government fast-tracked two companies who are working on vaccines. If the vaccine hits, then the whole election process turns around. If COVID is diminished, that helps Trump dramatically. But to back up my statement about him being a little bit demoralized, we found this piece of tape. Go.
To rescue the U.S. economy from a horrible event that was formed, took place in China, and came here, and they could have stopped it. They could have stopped it. Nobody likes to write that, but they could have stopped it. They know it, and I know it.
All right. He is really, really angry about that. Now, his opponent, Joe Biden, is a very interesting study. All right. So both Trump and Biden have something in common. They both are fixated on the corporate media. They just zero in on whatever the corporate media is doing. So the corporate media is telling Biden, you're winning, Joe. You're winning big. That's what they're telling him with all these ridiculous polls. Trump is a little bit worried about the election. There's no doubt about it. Biden is now feeling really strong, so strong that he has now adopted many of the things that socialist Bernie Sanders was demanding. He's adopted them in his platform, which would have been inconceivable 6 months ago. One of the really disturbing things that Mr. Biden has adopted is an anti-police posture. Roll the tape.
Surplus military equipment for law enforcement. They don't need that. The last thing you need is an up-armored Humvee coming into a neighborhood. It's like the military invading. They don't know anybody. They become the enemy. They're supposed to be protecting these people.
All right, so what does that mean? That because some police agencies have military-type equipment, they're the enemy of the people? I can't remember the last time the military-type equipment, the Humvee, was actually used. I'm sure there were times, but I can't remember one off the top of my head. And if they were used, there would be some kind of insurrection. That would be the only way that they would be called out, like the riots after George Floyd. Yeah, the military needed equipment to protect the people and the property, didn't they, Joe? Quick break, back with me taking the urchins out for dinner last night.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
All right, here's the final thought of the day. So last night I took a few urchins out for dinner, and we sat outside, distanced, all that, okay? So they're on their phones. And I go, oh, we sit down, no phones, conversation, we're talking. Talk about anything you want. Even though it's probably dopey, I'll participate. Okay, oh, they were, oh, phones, okay. And you could see their hands, like, I go, no. So all the phones are lined up on a table. And there's this big beetle that goes across. I take one of the phones and I crush the beetle with the phone. I thought this kid was gonna have a massive heart attack. And he had a little cover on the phone. And I took the napkin, I wiped it off. I said, hey, your phone's a lethal weapon. That beetle would be alive today if not for your phone. But they were, all throughout the meal, it was like, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed torturing them because you don't use the phone at mealtime, ever. They were shocked. They were looking at Spencer with pity in their eyes. And he's my son. And they were going, oh, how could you live under this cruel regime when we can't have our phones at dinner? Anyway, to get revenge, they over-ordered. They ran up a big tab, so they got me in the end. We'll see you tomorrow.